Ah, this is the sitting room. It's being prepared for two very special guests. Oh, that I might have been governor in 1901 to meet them. These two will hardly appreciate the importance of this occasion.
I just clean the upstairs rooms, and Mrs. comes along and gets me to move it all and start again.
Exposing the dust you thought you hid.
Out of sight, out of mind, I say. And now here we are doing the same. Move this, shift that down here.
Here, help me with this divan.
To what end? That seat's well there.
Another will replace it. Oh. Girl, what are you doing? Get up, get up.
Just resting. You can carry me out on the blasted thing.
If the missus catches you, if you're behind on her divan, you'll be dismissed there and then.
So does my behind fail some upper-class test that her behind does not?
Margaret!
Listen to this foolishness. The occasion means nothing to them.
Set yourself down too, Ruth. Grab a breath.
I can't bear you sitting there tempting the devil.
I am touched your care for my future, short as it may be round here. So why all this to-ing and fro-ing? Whose royal behind will rest here in the place of mine?
Royal indeed.
No, you tease me.
The Duke and Duchess of Cornwall and York.
Oh!
Well, that moved you, didn't it? Here, pick up your end of this thing.
Was this true? No. To come here? But why?
To celebrate a brand new federated Australia. The Duke in good time succeeds to the throne. He must see all parts of his empire. Pick up your end.
Ow, heavy! What, the future king? Here? While we see him or her at all? Actually clap eyes on them?
What prattle? Put the likes of you and me in their plans. This is a new country, but some matters do not and should not change. They are royalty.
But to have them in this house and not even catch a glimpse as they pass by? Oh, but to see them might be too much too.
Well, someone was out in the door to them, Miguel, when they arrive.
Oh, that I could not do. Stand in that actual sight. No, I could not do that. It's too much beyond my station. I'd go stiff as a board.
Indeed. Come the day, the servants failed entirely to control their excessive emotion. The occasion so overwhelmed them, they ran off, leaving poor Lady Lavington to open the door to the Duke and Duchess herself. Some things the lower orders may grasp, others they never will. The rich man in his castle, the poor man at his gate. God made them high and lowly, and blessed them in that state. It's a lesson for us all. You moderns too. Come along, come along. Enough of this.